Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
One of the conversations that we also wanted to have with you is we wanted to talk about ADHD. Is there a way of preventing it in terms of our children and as well as in terms of adults? I suffer from ADHD, so I hope you don't mind if I use this next conversation as pretty much a personal consultation. Dr. Shabir Ajiva, child and adult psychiatrist, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you very much.
So it's quite interesting because I've clearly suffered from ADHD most of my life, but I did reasonably at school, went on to university, ran a business, and then following two traumatic incidents of crime where I was attacked twice and experienced, I don't know what they call, a complex trauma, my ADHD went completely out of control. And ever since then, I found I've needed to medicate in order to cope with it. But for most of my life, well, certainly until that point, I could manage. Is that a fairly common thing?
Yeah, it usually starts very early in childhood, but the symptoms are not there. And many of the kids, we see it around 6, 7. But mm-hmm. there's many adults, as like yourself, you heavily compensated and you manage yourself, but they're under some stress. And you said you had two traumatic episodes, and that can bring it out. But it doesn't start in adulthood. It's the gene or the traits are already there very early by 5, 6, 7. It's highly genetic in most. 82% of the cases is genetic. The second main cause is birth trauma, like low birth weight, forceps, mm-hmm. emergency caesar suction. And the mm-hmm. third main cause is women who are pregnant, they take drinks and drugs and cigarettes. They can cause it. But many people, they manage quite well. And the other thing is, many ADHD, if they don't have learning difficulty, they have a high IQ. So they manage along the ways. And they have a so-called photographic memory, so they manage quite well at school. Mm-hmm. But it's only when they get to matric or university, when there's too many books to do one essay or one assignment, then the wheels fall off. And what happens, the active or an impulsive type usually get less with age. So by the time they get to matric, the activity gets less, the impulsivity gets less. But the inattentive symptoms get worse after matric or first year university. What are the inattentive symptoms? Mm-hmm. Time management, organization, procrastination, financial management, anxiety and depression. All that gets worse after matric or after first year university. And that's when it crashes. And many people think that the active type of ADHD, they've outgrown it. No, they haven't outgrown it. They change the symptoms from the active type to the inattentive type. And those are the symptoms, the inattentive type that you need in adult life for either working as an adult or studying in a university, excuse me, or even in your marriage. So in these three areas of your life, you'll need all that. And that's where it shows. And in adult, you get more distraction than activity. So activity is not a big problem in adulthood. So your innate genes and your innate qualities help you right through to most of your life. And you would have cruised right to the end. But then under certain stress, and you said those two traumatic events brought it out. And yes, that is some sort of a typical picture. Mm. But the traits and the genes are there very early.
So that's interesting. The fact, I mean, if I look at my family, it's very clear to me that this has been passed on to our kids. Is there a way to have avoided the either passing? Well, I don't think you can ever avoid passing genes on, but is there a way to manage it so that our children don't land up being medicated if at all possible?
Yeah, the thing is, you're right. Genetically, you can't avoid that. But the other causes, not that you can avoid it, but there are things you can do to make it easier or to come out later, or you might not ever have it, is what we call the holistic treatment, which is a non-medication treatment. So the most important part of the holistic treatment is, number one, exercise, exercise, exercise. And you need about 30 to 45 minutes a day. Enough to break
out
the sweat.
So you may be very. I'm going to stick with the medication if you don't mind. Thank you.
No, I'm also, I'm genetically ADHD and I'm taking my medication for 28 years. So,
Right. Okay.
It works well.
It does work well.
The holistic treatment goes with the medication. It's not either or.
No, I know. I'm being a little
in the
facetious.
Mild cases, you might get away with the holistic treatment. So it's exercise, omega supplements, high protein diet, low carbohydrates diet, then avoiding or reducing stimulating foods like sweets and sugars and smoking, coffee, chocolate, Coke, Red Bull. All the things that is caffeine and stimulation. And the biggest problem we have today in adolescents and kids is screen addiction. So we're having a lot of problems with, especially during COVID, they're spending too much time on screen. And they found that if you spend more than 3 hours a day, then later on in life you are psychologically but challenged. So the American Psychiatric Association feels that daily they should have 1 hour when there is non-COVID. And from Monday to Thursday, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they should have 2 hours a night as a holiday. But during COVID, it's just like a holiday, so 2 hours is what they suggest. But kids are spending, unfortunately, 5 to 7 hours a day.
What is it about the screens that exacerbate ADHD?
Three things. One is that the screen is very challenging, it's very challenging and stimulating. Mm-hmm. So as you press a button, you get a reply from the other side, and you keep on playing it, stimulating. And ADHD needs constant stimulation. So when you get constant stimulation, the Afrikaans word is you feel lekker. What does make you lekker? There's a surge of dopamine. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter that makes you feel good. That makes you feel lekker. So when there's a surge of this neurotransmitter. Then after a while, they say the tracks that transfer the dopamine, they get a bit tired or lazy. So then it's harder for these kids when they want to enjoy things in another way. They need more dopamine, or they need more dopamine than the average person. And that is where the dopamine inside. Now, what is the dopamine? The dopamine is one of the two neurotransmitters in ADHD that's needed. So in ADHD, there's a shortage of dopamine, which is for AD, attention deficit, mm-hmm. and noradrenaline, the second one, is needed for the hyperactivity. So you need these two neurotransmitters. So they're constantly looking for action. They're constantly looking for ways where you can increase the dopamine. But unfortunately, they said the more you have screen time, the less you have green time. That means they don't go out into nature and that. Further, the more you have screen time, the less you have dream time. It also affects the sleep. And the Germans found there's a condition called digital dementia. So in children, they have a condition similar to the older people where later on they don't remember things, they forget things. And that is the problem with screen time. But on the positive things, that screens are here to stay. You can't totally stop it. Mm-hmm. So you should use it positively. There are a lot of academic games and educational games, and there's even physical sporting games, a lot of things. So these are the different games that you have to look at. So basically, the thing is that many of the kids are spending too much time. They say that in infants, today parents are leaving iPads and cell phones and all with infants. So infants under 24 months should have no screen time.
Amazing.
And between 2 and 5 years of age, they should have 1 hour a day. And between 8 and 18 years, they need 2 hours a day. And of course, we're not having this. We're having many, many hours.
No,
so many parents say, my child is not ADHD. He can focus on the PlayStation or Game Boy for 9 hours. Yeah. They can focus on things they like for 9 hours. But schoolwork, they can spend 9 minutes on homework or any schoolwork because it's boring and difficult. So they can't focus on schoolwork, but sure, they can focus on things they like. And all the stimulation that you get from all the screen time, that makes you feel, as the Afrikaans would, makes you feel lekker. So it's a constant flood of the feeling good dopamine, and that continues. And so much so that the kids spending so many hours on this screen time, they don't want to come for the lunch, they don't want to come for the dinner, they don't want to go out to play, they don't want to socialize with their friends, it affects them in all these different areas. So we're trying to change the direction of the screen time, not to stop it, to reduce it, to monitor it, but see how can we develop more games, educational games and things that positively, because there's no way we're gonna stop this. I mean, everywhere, you just need, you see people are with their phones, their iPads and everything. And why would you stop the dopamine rush to your brain if you can get it from screen time? So could we help to channel it to academics to get more games? Also, we're using screen time in even in education, in surgery,
find a way to deal, to incorporate that. One of our listeners, Mike, says, in my life, I think I was ADHD at school, but never diagnosed, possibly overcame it because I was physically active most days, running, cycling, etc.
Right. That's the main
Yeah. He says, but then now I'm in my 50s, I'm not coping at all. I'm distracted. I procrastinate. I've never linked it to trauma, but I have had quite a lot of trauma and death in a short period. So what would you recommend that try and get back to physical exercise in order to cope?
The main thing about real estate is location, location, location. So the main thing about ADHD is exercise, exercise, exercise.
Definitely a way to try and manage, and I guess that's the same with our kids. Just make sure they are outside, that they're playing, that they're releasing a lot of that energy physically.
Yes, and the new thinking is you need 5 days a week of exercise, not 3 days a week.
Right.
So in the past, we used to tell the patients 5 days a week and they do 3 days. Now we tell them 7 days a week and hopefully they catch 5 days. So exercise is ultra important because exercise increases the dopamine and noradrenaline. Nothing to do with being fit and being thin. It's got to do with the neurotransmitters that's needed for ADHD. But if you exercise in the morning early, you get a 4-hour benefit. If you exercise afternoon and evening, it's 2.5-hour benefit. So basically, it's better to do it in the morning. The other thing is like Jennifer Lopez and many of the stars, they exercise all day. So if you have a 4-hour benefit and you exercise all day, you might not need your medication because you're constantly pumping dopamine and noradrenaline, which you need. So exercise is ultra important. Every condition, ADHD and all other psychiatric conditions. So we just have to encourage these kids to
and
play.
Adults,
and you can even exchange. If you want more screen time, okay, if you can play out, if you play outside for 1 hour, I'll give you a 30-minute screen time. Or, like that, you can make a deal with them. They cannot have carte blanche as much time as they want on the screen. They have to earn it. They have to buy it. If you clean your room, I can give you another 15 minutes. If you set the table, I'll give you another 15 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever. You set a timetable on the fridge. To clean the room, you get so much. To clean the car, you get so much. To set the table.
Brilliant.
Whatever chore
at
home that mom, dad needs help.
Right.
So they have
and
to
it teaches
earn
them, the and it teaches time. Them lifelong negotiation skills, which is also important.
Yes. Ultra important, very important.
Right. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. Fascinating conversation, Dr. Shabir Jiva. Thank you. A child and adult psychiatrist talking to us.
We're having a Zoom talk on March the 9th for the public ADHD and screen time. If anybody's interested, they can contact my office.
Just
a public talk we give every month, once a month. This month, the topic is ADHD and screen time.
That's brilliant. So just give me the how do we contact, how do we make contact?
Maybe check with my office.
Well, what we'll do is we'll get the information. Then I'm going to bring it back to listeners.
Yeah, we're having a talk once a month, and this month the topic, March the 9th, it will be ADHD in screen time. So
very
you just touched on five things today.
Absolutely,
thank you.
Very, very
much.
Valuable. Time is 8:25. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9. Chai FM. Rene says the doctor is absolutely right. The holistic way is the best way. I could not agree with him more. It is 8:25.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.